Let's turn our attention now to AFLW for a second. On the weekend, the Blues travelled to GWS up at Blacktown and for the first time in over 12 months walked away with the 4 points. And I'm sure Nicholas Stevens, one of the star defenders, was very, very pleased about that. Nick, good morning.
Morning, Half. Morning, Boss. And Rammer and Scott too. How are you guys?
We are going very well, thank you. Nice to have you on board. What was it like, finally, after 12 months, getting that victory? As the siren went and you ended up in front, what was it like?
Oh, it was such a great feeling. I think a lot of the girls were quite emotional after such a long time of getting a win on the board, but I think part of it was relief too, and it was really just reward for effort over the last, you know, few months that we've been putting in the hard yards in pre-season. And it was just really great to be able to experience that with the group.
So, Nick, now Daniel's walked out of the studio. Now, we know Daniel is the host in here, and he's pretty good at his job.
No, I haven't walked out, and don't be stupid.
What's he like as a coach? We all want to know because we see him in here. He's bubbly. He's enthusiastic. Is that what he's like as a coach also? Oh,
wow. Yeah, he is. He's just like a big kid. He gets along with us really well. Knows when he wants to have some fun and knows when to be serious too. So I think it's a pretty good balance.
Now, what changed? We go back to week one against North Melbourne and they just simply outplayed you. Last week was better and then obviously on the weekend, the win. What changed for you guys? Where did this win come from? And is there a hell of a lot more of this to come?
Yeah, look, I think this season is such a high-pressure situation and we know that we want to start with our best foot forward, but I just don't think we're ready yet. And I think we needed to start believing in ourselves a little bit more. And, you know, each week was better. The game against North Melbourne wasn't great. And then the week after was a little bit better. And I think we're able to just put four quarters together after we start believing we could actually do it and trust in the processes that we've put in place over the last few months.
So where does that come from? When you say you didn't think you were ready, then where does that belief then come from over the next 2 weeks that go, okay, hang on a minute, let's reassess what we're doing here and play the way that you played on our Saturday?
I think sometimes you can get a bit caught up in the bigger picture sort of stuff and it become a little bit too overwhelming. And I think Half really, you know, goes on about with us just focusing on the small moments and trying to get done what's in front of you. And if you get carried away worrying about what's going to happen next, then you can't really put your best foot forward in the game in the minute that you're in and the contest that you're in at the time. And I think that's something that we really tried to focus on as players just to get us through those small moments and win the little things along the way.
What about the mental hurdles of having not won for such a long time? You got in a winning position last week against Adelaide. For that not to become this massive sort of noose around your neck, how did you overcome that?
Yeah, I think it's really heartbreaking when you know that you're good enough to do it and you really just have to focus the whole way through the game. And you know, winning is actually a skill, and it's been so long since we've actually won a game, and it's really hard to hold that position against, especially such a good side against Adelaide. And you know, the win now has just given us confidence to move on to the next challenge, and I think that's really the kickstart that we needed. And you know, to take that into the rest of the season, I think we're in a pretty good position now.
Did you feel that pressure?
Yeah, you do. You know, a lot of the girls do. I feel it quite a lot, and you know, it's just about bringing it back to the present and worrying about what you got to do next and how you can influence the next contest.
And how much of that, Nick, is the 7 week season and the 1 year contract status for everyone in the competition, that there's not only the game pressures and the scoreboard pressures, and so to speak, but there's almost career pressures as well?
Yeah, I think it plays a pretty big part, and the season's just jam packed in a few weeks. And ideally, we'd like to be playing for a much longer period throughout the whole year, but you know, there's other girls on the list. There's quite a number of other girls on the list that are really trying hard to get a game. And, you know, that's really hard for them too. And it's just the reality of where AFLW is at the moment in time.
Nick, I want to ask you about the game in itself, the season itself. I've watched probably the most I've ever watched this season, and I'm really enjoying it. I think it's improved. But there's still some girls that feel the need to make comment on social media about that people are... that are knocking the competition still. Where do you sit on that? Are you one where you just want to let the football do the talking, or do you feel there's a need to comment at times against those people that are knocking the competition?
Look, I think the football can do most of the talking. And if you go back and look at, if you reflect on the first season and that season that was, and it was incredible to watch and it was groundbreaking. And every year since then, it's just, the competition has just got better and better. And quite a number of times after this, my game this year and watching some of the other teams play, I'd say to my friends and family, like, oh, did you watch, you know, the other game on the weekend? And quite often I catch myself saying, oh, it would have been a really good game to watch. And I haven't really been able to, I haven't said that much over the last couple of years, but this year particularly, I've really noticed a change in the quality of the game and how it's been played. And it looks like a really good brand of footy to watch. And I think it's really important to be able to call out people when, you know, they make sexist remarks and things like that. But if you look at the other side of it, the game is doing really well for itself. And, you know, there's so many women and girls playing footy, and I like to just focus on that sort of thing rather than get too caught up in all the rest of it.
Is it tougher to play because the standard's gone up, or is it actually easier to play with the standard going up because you can anticipate a little bit more about what's happening and it actually is a bit more predictable?
Yeah, 100% right with that one. I reckon it makes it a little bit easier to play, a lot more fluid and predictable, like you said. It's just really exciting. I wish I was 18 and Maddie Press-Parkis and starting all again so I can play for, you know, even longer.
What about Maddie? She's had a big couple of weeks. She was a rising star last week. She had another big performance on the weekend. Is this the start of things to come, do you think, with the players that have grown up playing the game since they were 8 or Auskick or whatever it might have been, and they come into the game as ready-made footballers? Is she a sign of the times?
Yeah, definitely. She is just a class above, I think. You can really tell the difference between the girls that have been playing since they were young kids. And not just been playing and kicking the footy with their brothers and sisters in the backyard, but actually had that access to the elite talent pathway the whole way through. And you can really see that within her, with her skills and how she understands the game and how she uses that learning to help other people as well. It's really exciting to see what the future holds with footballers just like Maddie.
Are you paying much attention to the conference system at the moment, Nick?
I am, yes. We're on top of the ladder in Conference B, which is really exciting. But it's quite an interesting situation to be in. I think if you took out the A and B, then I think the latter wouldn't change any position, which is quite interesting, but gives us an extra chance, and we just got to focus on winning games, I guess.
And how much attention did you pay to yesterday's game, Adelaide and Geelong? Of course, the Blues take on the Cats next week.
Yeah, that was a good result for us, I think.
It certainly was. And hopefully we can continue the momentum and look forward to seeing you dominate again across the back line. Nick, appreciate your time. Look after yourself.
Thanks,
I'll see you later on.
Thank you.
Nicholas Stevens from Carlton with us after the Blues win over the GWS Giants up there at Blacktown on the weekend. What are you waiting for, Blue Baggers? Make sure you're bound by blue in 2019. Sign up, become a Carlton member today. Head to the membership page of the website, membership.carltonfc.com.au, or call the club this morning. In fact, right now, they might not be there, but give them a buzz. 1-300-CARLTON is the number to call. Special AFLW membership and offer this season, so throw your support behind the girls in Navy. Why wouldn't you, Rammer? Have you
Absolutely.
Joined up?
No. Why not? Because I'm a power broker. I'm in the coterie group. Don't worry about joining. I'm one back from you, really. I pull the strings behind.